Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. In our last show, we talked about mental conditioning. And one of the points around mental conditioning is similar to physical conditioning. You want to ingest the right things, those things that are going to help you. And you want to stay away from those things that are going to detract from where you're trying to go. So if you're a peak athlete and you're concerned about your health, and let's say you're running the mile competitively, maybe you're even at the Olympic level, you're probably not going to spend a lot of time eating things like bacon or candy or things that are just horrible fried foods, right? And because the reason is it's just not good fuel for your body. It's not good for you, and it's not conducive if you're trying to be the best runner in the world at your particular distance. And in this example, the mile, those things are not going to help you get there. As a matter of fact, they're going to take away from that goal for you. They're going to pull you further away from it because you need a cleaner fuel in your body so that you can run as effectively as you can. And so when we talked yesterday about mental conditioning, we really touched on this idea of negativity. And so when we talk about negativity, if you're very focused on a certain set of goals for yourself, you don't want to invite people into your environment that are going to detract from that, that are going to be very negative. You also don't want to get involved in media, whether it be social media, television, whatever it is, that bring you down, that take you further away. Because the more you get taken off your game, right, the harder it is to stay on that path. Now you have to compensate for it. So once you get the mental conditioning part down, the next step is to increase your focus. So when we talk about increasing focus, think about as a kid when you had a magnifying glass, right? Sunny day outside, your magnifying glass, you see the sun beating down on the leaf and nothing's happening to the leaf, at least nothing that you can see. All of a sudden you take that magnifying glass and you get this big light spot on the leaf, but it's really not doing you, it's not doing much, nothing's happening. But then all of a sudden you get that spot very, very focused. So it's a tiny little point. And lo and behold, when you get that little tiny point of light, it's so hot that all of a sudden the leaf starts to smoke. And that's because you took all that energy and you just focused on it, right? That's what brought it all together. Well, I want you to think about that same kind of focus, but I want you to bring it into your life. And I want you to apply that focus to your goals. And so when you get so focused on where you want to go, when you block everything out except that which is going to help you get there, when you can pull everything else out of it and just go and just bore right into what it is that you need to do, all of a sudden things start to happen because you're focused. Again, it's like taking that broad focus that you have on that leaf, putting the magnifying glass in there, focusing that magnifying glass to that very small spot of light and just letting it burn through the leaf. It's the same exact principle. Everything that exists is energy. We know that. Okay. You have mental energy that you're putting out there. Take that mental energy that you have and focus it on whatever the goal is, whatever the opportunity is, or whatever it is that you want to go. And the more focus you can get, right? And that's after you've already blocked out all the stuff that's going to affect you negatively. The more focused you get, the higher the probability is that you actually reach that goal that you've set for yourself. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, just want you to get clear about those goals that you have for yourself, and I want you to think about how you can get focused, right? It's that magnifying glass effect. We're going to focus all of your energy on those few things that you want to accomplish in your life and constantly wake up every morning and retune that energy so that you have that microscopic spot of light that's just going to go through whatever it is you need to do, you need it to do. And if you're able to do that, you're going to be far more successful in reaching those goals.